Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yilui Nishmas Ben Yamin Meir Ben Ravdov Yitzchak Olav Hashalom.
Welcome everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, the shiur on Daf Tes. We had on Daf Ches Amud Beis, on the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara brings a Maisa with Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava. Gazra Malchus HaRashah Gzeira Kol HaSemech Yehorig V'chol HaNismach Yehorig. There was a Gzeiras Malchus Shas HaShmad on Smicha. So the Gemara brings that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was Moise Nefesh, and he was Masmich, his Talmidim, and he Taka was killed. That's the Maisa that the Gemara brings. Now, the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchos Yisoidei Atera Perek Hei, wants to use this incident that the Gemara brings about Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava as a raya to one tzad of a Machlekes Rishayim. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin says that there's a chiyuv to be moise nefesh b'shas hashmad even on other mitzvahs in the Torah. That means like this. In a regular time, shalei b'shas hashmad, there are three mitzvahs that there's a chiyuv yehorig v'al yavor. Avoy dezor gil reis and shvichas damim. Other mitzvahs, there's a din of a chai bohem. V'loy shiyamas bohem. However, b'shas hashmad, the Gemara says, there's a chiyuv to be moise nefesh even on all other mitzvahs in the Torah. So now, there's a machlekes rishayim if this includes mitzvahs asay, or it's only on mitzvahs lois asay. Do we say that when the Gemara says that b'shas hashmad, the person's mechuyiv to be meisei nefesh on all mitzvahs, that includes all mitzvahs, lois asay and asay? Or do we say no? Dafka lois asay, a person's mechuyiv to be meisei nefesh, but on asay not. Why not? So the Ran, Muki Yosef, say that the reason is, because on a mitzvah saseh, the person could be held back from doing the mitzvah saseh no matter what. Even if he's meis and nefesh, the anos, the guy who's forcing him not to do the mitzvah, could force him to do it even if he'll be willing to be meis and nefesh. On a mitzvah lois saseh, that means the guy told him to do something that's osir. So there, if he's meis and nefesh, so then he won't be over the lois saseh. So he's gaining, he's not being over the lois asay, so therefore he's mechuyev to be meis and nefesh in order to gain, not to be over the lois asay, since it's shas hashmat. Aber by a mitzvah asay, where anyway the guy could force him not to do the mitzvah asay, he could put him in jail, he could tie his hands, he could make sure that he's not going to do the mitzvah asay, so what's it going to help him to be meis and nefesh? What's he going to gain? He's anyway not going to be able to do the mitzvah asay, so therefore there's no chiv to be meis and nefesh on a mitzvah asay, even b'shas hashmat. This is the Shitas Haran. So the Kesef Mishnah asks from our Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was Moisei Nefesh on the mitzvah of Smicha. And we find the Gemara, Vayter Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin was Moisei Nefesh, he was Mako Kilis Barabim, he taught Torah Barabim, B'Shas HaShmat. These are all mitzvahs I say. So frek the Kesef Mishnah, you see, L'chayr L'Hed, you're not like the Ran. It means even on a mitzvah I say, there's a din of Yehurg Val Yavar, B'Shas HaShmat. The Kesef Mishnah brings a medrash which says it's mavur the same thing. The medrash Vayikra says Malach Yotzi Lisokel. They ask the person why are you being taken out to have skila. So he answers Al Shematalti Lulav. Malach Yotzi Litzalev. Why are you being hung? Al Shemalti Yisbani. So these are mitzvah say, says the Kesef Mishnah. So you see that there's a chiyuv of Yehurg Val Yavor, even our mitzvah say, if it's b'shas hashmad, and that's why these people are being killed, because they were mekayim mitzvah say, b'shas hashmad, and it was Yehurg Val Yavor. This is the Kesef Mishnah's question on the Shita Saran. So he wants the boy based on this, that the Rambam Shita is not like the Ran. The Rambam holds that even on a mitzvah say, there's a chiyuv Yehurg Val Yavor. Aye, the Ran brings a raya from a Gemara Masechta Shabbos by Elisha Bal Knofayim. The Gemara over there says that a kaster, a Goyish official, saw Elisha Bal Knofayim wearing tefillin, and he chased him, and Elisha Bal Knofayim took off his tefillin, and when the kaster asked him what's in his hand, he said, Kanfe Yoina, and Taka, it was a nace, and it became Kanfe Yoina. So we see, aye, l'chayra, according to the Shitas HaRambam, there's Yehurg Val Yavor with Shas HaShmad, you should be mechuyiv not to take off his tefillin. So the Kesef Mishnah answers is not shver, because Elisha Bal Knofayim was already mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin that day. It was just that he was wearing tefillin the rest of the day when he wasn't mechuyiv to wear tefillin. So there, taking off the tefillin was not being mevatel mitzvah say. So memela, there is no problem of, there's no chiyuv of Yehurg Val Yavor. Ad kan divrei Kesef Mishnah. Now the Achronim say a number of different terutzim to explain, to answer the Ran, to answer up for the Ran. That means the question is from our sugi, from our Gemara, of Rabbi de Ben Bava, and the sugi baita, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian, how could they be Moshe Nefesh, L'chayra, it's only a mitzvah say. So, in Sefer Or Gadol, in Simon Aleph, he wants to answer the Shita Saran based on another machloikis between the Rambam and the Ran. The Rambam says in Hilchas Yisoidei HaTorah, Perakei Halacha Dalet, he says, Kol mi shenema bar yavav al yehorek, v'nerag v'loy ovar, harezim ischayev benafshe. If there's a din of yavar val yaharig, that means there's no chiv to be mekadosh shem shemayim, there's no din of yaharig val yavar, that means he's mechiv to be over the iser and not get killed. The Rambam says if he allows himself to be killed and not to be over, harezim is chayiv benafshe. He's chayiv misa for allowing himself to be killed. He should have been over. That means he's mechuyiv. That it says yavar val yaharig is not just that he's allowed to be over, but he's mechuyiv to be over because he's mechuyiv to save his life. This is the Shitas HaRambam. The Kesef Mishnah over there brings down, he says, Avol Shleimim v'chein Rabim Soivrim, Dimnerag v'loyover, Tzedokat Echoshev Loi. Adar Abba. There are many Rishayim who hold that if a person is Mekadosh Shem Shamayim and he allows himself to be killed not to be over the Yisr, Adar Abba, not only is he not Chayiv Misa, he's not Meschayiv Benashe, but Tzedokat Echoshev Loi, it's considered Tzedokat, it's considered a Midas Chesidus. And this Shita is the Ran, the Ritva, the Rashba. They hold that the din of Yavar Val Yehoreg is that a person is allowed to be over the Isser and not to get killed. But if he wants to be Moisa Nefesh, he's permitted to be Moisa Nefesh. And Adar Abba, it's considered a Midas Chasidus. So says the Argadol, Eibazoi, it comes out, everything's L'shitasa. According to the Rambam, that a person is not permitted to be Moisa Nefesh if he's not Mechuyiv to be Moisa Nefesh, then Al Karchach, we have to say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin were Mechuyiv to be Moisa Nefesh, otherwise they would not have been allowed to be Moisa Nefesh. So obviously the Rambam must hold that on a mitzvah say there's a din of Yehoreg Val Yavar, because otherwise they would not have been able to do it. Masha Enkein, the Ran who holds that a person is permitted to be Moshe Nefesh, even if he's not Mechuyiv to be Moshe Nefesh, there's no Raya. There's no Raya from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian that on a mitzvah say there's a Chiyuv of Yehoreg Val Yavar. Because even though there is no Chiyuv of Yehoreg Val Yavar, but a person is permitted to do Yehoreg Val Yavar, to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, and therefore there's no Raya from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin that were Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, that there's a Chiyuv to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. Maybe they were Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, also Midas Chasidus. But Be'etzim there's no Chiyuv, like the Ran says, because on a mitzvah say there's no Chiyuv of Yehoreg Val Yavar. This is what the Or Gadol wants to answer, how he answers the Kesef Mishra's Kasha on the Shitas HaRan. The Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Sadivov, says a different teretz. He says that this that the Ran says, that on mitzvah say there's no din of Yehoreg Val Yavar, and the reason the Ran says is because he's not going to gain anything, because Mamonav Shach, the guy could stop him from being over, from being Mekayim the mitzvah either way. So it's not going to help him, he's not going to gain anything by being Moshe Nefesh, either way he's not going to be able to Mekayim the mitzvah. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Hani Mili, this is only true if the Anos, if the guy is standing right there. If he's standing right there, L'moshel by Elisha, Bal Kanafayim. So the caster was there. So he was going to be able to forcibly take the tefillin off Elisha Bal Kanafayim. So therefore, there was no purpose in Elisha Bal Kanafayim not taking off his tefillin and being Moshe Nefesh, because either way, the guy had the ability to take it off. Masha Ein Kain, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, in the case of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian, where they were Mekayim, their mitzvah, before the goyim found them out. And it was only after they were Mekayim the mitzvah that the goyim found them out and killed them. So there, the Ran is moide that there's a din of Yehoreg Val Yavar. There's no din of Yehoreg Val Yavar only when there's no purpose to giving up your life. You're not gaining anything. You can't be Mekayim the mitzvah either way. So therefore, there's no din Yehoreg Val Yavar. But if I could be Mekayim the mitzvah, and it's just that the goyim will find out later, then there is a din of Yehoreg Val Yavar because the person could actually be Mekayim the mitzvah. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian were Mekayim the mitzvah, and on that mitzvah there was a mitzvah, there was a chiv of Yehoreg Val Yavar, because they could do the mitzvah before the goyim would be able to stop them. And Memela, that's why they were Moshe Nefesh, even on a mitzvah saseh. The Gemara on Amud Aleph brings a ton of the Be'elio. Sheshes alofim shana hav ha'olam. The world is 6,000 years. Shnei alofim toihu, shnei alofim toira, shnei alofim yemois ha-moshiach. Tu atoyu, tu atoyra, and tu yemois ha-moshiach. Avonisenu sherabu, yotsu mehen, ma sheyotsu mehen. The Gemara fears ois that the Shnei Alafim Torah start from when Avraham Avinu was 52, from the Pasuk, V'sanefesh asher asu b'charan. That's when the years of Torah started, when Avraham Avinu was able to be mashpia Torah to the masses. Now Rashi, in Divrei HaMaskil Shnei Alafim Torah, says, B'lo yimois ha-moshiach. When the Braisa, when the Tana de Be'el Yoh says, Shnei Alafim Torah, it means without yimois ha-moshiach. L'cha oira. Rashi was bothered by a question. What does it mean, only Shnei Alafim Torah? L'chairo, once Torah was brought down into this world, so we have Torah even today, even though it's not in the Shnei Alafim Torah. So Rashi's answering, Shnei Alafim Torah means only Torah, below Yimayis HaMashiach, and Shnei Alafim Yimayis HaMashiach means that there is Torah plus Yimayis HaMashiach. That's what Rashi L'chairo means. The Abarbanel, in his Sefer Yeshua's Meshichoi, in Chelek Sheni, brings this Braisa, this Tana de Be'elio, and he's Meirich on the Braisa, in a very beautiful Mahalach on the Braisa, and Teichat Dvarim, he seems to be learning a different Mahalach than Rashi. The Barbanel wants to say that this Braisa, this Tana de Be'elio, stims with the Gemara in Perek Chelek, Rav Katina, Amar Rav Katina, Shita Alfin Shnin Hava Alma, the world is going to last for 6,000 years, V'chad Charuk, and one 1,000 years is going to be charuv, and Rabbanel explains that the tzustel to that is sheshes meberachus and Shabbos, which means just like we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and as we'll see, those 6 days corroborate with what happens during the history of the world. Shabbos represents the end of the world when instead of having sheshes yimei amasa, we have Shabbos. Now, when we look at the Sheishis and Bereishis, we see that the first 2 days were Tayu Vavayu. On the first day it says, V'aretz Haisa Sayu Vavayu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Oyer, created light. On the second day, the water, the Mayim, still covered the earth. The earth was not inhabitable. So that was also Tayu. So the first 2 days of the Sheishis and Bereishis, the Olam was Tayu. And to represent that, the Tana de Be'el Yoh says that Shnei Alafim Torah, the first 2,000 years in the history of the world, is Tayhu, which means that it was an uninhabitable world. It was a world without Torah. A world without Torah is not a world that's inhabitable. And people are missing the basic necessities of what they need in order to be able to live correctly on this world. That's Shnei Alafim Torah. Yom Shlishi and Yom Revi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Sheishis Yimei Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an inhabitable world. Yikovu Amayim El Mokom Echad V'Seiro HaYabosha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made land, dry land, He created trees, He created the fruits, Asher Zareh B'Eliminehu. On Yom Revi, He created the Ma'orois, the Kechavim, the constellations, all the necessities to create an inhabitable world. Says the Abarbanel, that's Shnei Alafim Torah. Shnei Alafim Torah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything to make the world an inhabitable world, that a person could live correctly on the world. He has everything that he needs in order to live properly. We find, says the Abarbanel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Eitz Pri Oysa Pri Asher Zareh Boi Lemineo. That was Avraham Avinu. It was Eitz Pri Oysa Pri Asher Zareh Boi, his Zera, the generations that came out of Avraham Avinu, Asher Zareh Boi, were able to be Mamshech, the Dvar Hashem. We got the Torah, Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh, that's the Shnei Ma'oreis. The Nevi'im, who came and told us Nevuah, that's Noeg L'Doreis, the Memches Nevi'im, those are represented, they are represented by the Kechovim. The Abarbanel says that the Chachmei Atchuna say that begalgali hakoychovim kayomim mem ches tsurois mitziyoris musagis bechush. There are 48 constellations that are able to be discerned bechush. There are 48 of them. Those 48 constellations represent the mem ches neviim that said nevuah l'dairis. And there are many more koychovim, says the Abarbanel. Those represent the neviim that said nevuah that wasn't nigel l'dairis. The shiva koych veleches, those are the shiva neviois. In these 2,000 years, in the Shnei Alafim Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down to the world the ability for a person to live correctly based on the Torah. These are the Shnei Alafim Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Sheishis and Bereishis made it an inhabitable world. And in the Shnei Alafim Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it an inhabitable world, Al Pi Torah. The Shnei Alofim Mimoisa Moshiach, says the Abarbanel, is represented by Yoim Chamishi and Yoim Shishi, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the Minei Chayos and Behemos and Oifos, which represent all the different kinds of people on the world, and the Tanidim HaGdolim, which represent the primary Umas HaOlam of Edom and Yishmael and all their Malachim, all their kings. And V'al Kulam is the Melech HaMashiach, is the Adam that was created B'yem HaShishi, Uredu B'tgas HaYomu V'Oif HaShamayim V'Chol HaChayo, that this Melech HaMashiach will have the Shlita over all the Umos and the Malchi Umos, and that's represented in the Shnei Alofim Yemois HaMashiach. Now we see how in the Shnei Alofim Torah, there was ascendancy of Torah. There was Matan Torah, there was the Chachmei HaDoros, there was the Chachmei HaMishnah. The Torah was revered and respected by everyone. Even the Goyim were Machshiv Torah. As the Gemara says in the Avchesamad Beis, that the Bnei Roimi sent the Bnei Yavon, Enoch v'sefer Torah, ezim and yasir bosses l'chaveroi. And the answer was, Enoch v'sefer Torah, the sefer Torah is more chashiv. It's more chashiv than the most chashiv stone, the most chashiv precious gem. Even the Goyim were makir that. Even the Goyim didn't come up with their new Torahs, their new testaments, their new chvesvos, whatever they have, until the Shnei Alofim Yemois HaMashiach. In those Shnei Alofim Torah, Torah was accepted by everyone, it was respected by everyone, and everyone agreed that the ideals of the Torah are the ideals that a person should live with. That's the Shnei Alofim Torah. The Shnei Alofim Yemois HaMashiach, says the Abarbanel, that's when we noticed the proliferation of Mashiachim. Every kat of Goyim has their Mashiach. These Goyim have their Mashiach, the Yishmaelim have their Mashiach, everyone has their Mashiach. Why, says the Barbanel? Because this is the Zman of Hashpa of Yemois HaMashiach. So everyone comes up with their own fake Mashiachim, and the purpose is that when their true Mashiach comes, they should be prepared for Mashiach, because everyone's looking for Mashiach. Says the Barbanel, that if you look carefully, the Adam, which is Meramez, the Melech HaMashiach, was really only prepared, was only created in Yom HaShishi, which tells us that the Yemois HaMashiach are not going to be right away in the beginning of the Shnei Alofim Yemois HaMashiach. We're going to have to wait a little bit in order to reach the true Yemois HaMashiach. Now, based on this Pirush of the Abarbanel, we understand that when the Braisa, when the Tanit Be'elio says Shnei Alofim Torah and Shnei Alofim Yemois HaMashiach, it doesn't mean that only 2,000 years is Torah and only 2,000 years is Yemois HaMashiach. It means that in those 2,000 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu concentrated, kiviyachol, on bringing Torah to the world, Shnei Alofim Torah. Avadat is Torah afterwards. But those were the 2,000 years where HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided Torah to the world. Shnei Alofim Yemois HaMashiach is the same idea. Those were the 2,000 years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. The guiding light of those years are to prepare, are to get us ready for Yemois HaMashiach. So it's not shver why the Braisa says Shnei Alofim Torah, Shnei Alofim Yemois HaMashiach. It doesn't mean that there'll only be 2,000 years of Torah and after that there won't be any Torah. No, Shnei Alofim Torah means that those were the years that the concentration, the purposefulness of the world was Torah, in order to bring Torah down to the world. And the Shnei Alofim Yemois HaMashiach is that the world is now preparing for Yemois HaMashiach. Meila l'chayr, it's not shver, Rashi's kasha, that why this the last 2,000 years called Yemois HaMashiach and not also called Torah. Now, the Gemara on Amud Beis brings a memra from Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua, a very important memra. It says like this, Hayman de lo yoda kama shnei b'shavua hu oimid. If a person doesn't know what year is the year of Shemitah, so what does he do? He starts with the computation with the number of years from the Churban Bayis Sheni. V'nitfi chad shata. He adds on 1 year to that number. V'nachshoiv kloli b'yovli. He takes each 100 years and he minuses out 2 yovels. A yovel is 50 years. He minuses out 2 yovels. We'll see that he's really minusing out only 98 years. V'uprati b'shvui. And then he takes the single digit numbers and the ten digit numbers and he divides by 7. V'nishkol mimei atrei, for every 100 years that he minused out the 2 yovelim, he adds on 2 years, which means he only minused out 98 years. V'nishti aprati, he adds that to his 10 and single digit number. V'nachshavinu l'prati b'shvui, then he divides it all by 7. V'yeda kame shnei b'shivua, and then he knows how many years he is in the Shemitah cycle. Now, in order to understand the Gemara, we need to know a few pieces of information. There's a machloikis, the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, about the Shnas HaYoivel, which is the 50th year, whether that year was included in the next Shemitah cycle or not. It means like this. The first time that the Yidden kept Yoivel, so the 50th year was Yoivel. Now, is that 50th year the first year of the next Shemitah cycle? And year 51 would be year 2 of the next Shemitah? Or, no, the year 50 was not included in any Shemitah cycle. And year 51 was the first year of the Shemitah cycle. This is the Machloika. So the Rabbanon hold that year 50 is not included in the Shemitah cycle at all. That means there's 49 years, 7 Shemitah cycles. Then there's year 50, which is a freebie. It's an empty year. It's not part of any, it's Yovel. It's not part of any Shemitah cycle. And year 51 starts the new Shemitah cycle. And they darshan from the Pasuk, the Gemara Masech, the Rosh Hashanah, the Aftes, they darshan from the Pasuk, Shnas Chamishim Atamoy, Neviat Atamoy, Shnas Chamishim, V'achas, which means you count it as year 50, you don't count it as year 50 and year 1. Meaning it's not year 50 and year 1 of the new Shemitah cycle, it's just year 50. Year 1 of the new Shemitah cycle is year 51, is the next year. This is Shitas Rabban. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, year 50 is year 1. Year 50 is year 50 for the Yovel, for the 7 Shemitahs that passed, and it's also year 1 for the new Shemitah that's upcoming. It comes out that there's a major nafkamina, a major machloikis, Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, when Shemitah is. According to the Rabbanon, Shemitah is year 57. Because year 50 was nothing. It wasn't part of the Cheshbon. You started the Cheshbon of the new Shemitah year 51. So year 57 would be Shemitah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, year 56 is Shemitah because the year 50 was year 1. It follows that the 7th Shemitah cycle ends in year 98, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and year 99, according to the Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, year 98 is Shemitah, year 99 is Yovel, and also year 1 of the new Shemitah, and year 100 is year number 2 of the new Shemitah. According to the Rabbanon, the 7th cycle of Shemitah ends in year 99, year 100 is Yovel, and year 101 starts the new Cheshbon of the new Shemitah. So it comes out that there's a nafkamin in every 100 years of 2 years. According to the Rabbanon, every 100 years is exactly 14 Shemitah cycles, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, every 100 years is 14 Shemitah cycles plus 2 years. Now, the Gemara here seems to be passing like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Gemara says, V'nishkol mimeya trei, you take from every 100 years, you take 2, which are the 2 extra years according to Rabbi Yehuda, v'nishti ha-prati, and you add them to the number of the pratim that you have. The Gemara says that the simon is kizesh nosayim harav, and Rashi explains that the simon, what's the simon for? The simon deloitavid kirabonon elik Rabbi Yehuda. That's a simon that you should know to do like Rabbi Yehuda, that the 2 years, there's an extra 2 years, for every 100 years, there's an extra 2 years to pin on to the new Shemitah cycle. Toisvis, in Dibri Amaschal Hayman, and Toisvis in Rosh Hashanah, paskins like Rabbi Yehuda based on our Gemara. Since in our Gemara, the Cheshbon of Shemitah is based on Rabbi Yehuda Shita, so it's a raya that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam, in Perek Yud, Shemitah V'Yovel, paskins like the Chachomim. He says, in Perek Yud Halacha Zayin, Shnas Yovel Eina Oyle Miminyan Shnei Ashavua, Yovel is not included in the Cheshbon of Shemitah, El Shnas Teshav Arboim Shemitah, for year 49 is Shemitah, Ushnas Chamishim is Yovel, Ushnas Achas V'Chamishim Tchilas Sheishanim Shal Shavua. And year 51 is the beginning of a new Shemitah cycle, V'chein B'chol Yovel V'Yovel. So it's clear from the Rambam that he's paskening like the Rabbanon, which is L'chaira K'neged Ar Gemara. Ar Gemara seems to be paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam paskens like the Rabbanon. So we would say that the Rambam is not paskening like our Gemara. Tosfos already brings the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara Masechta Erechin, which is mashmah that the halachas like the Rabbanon. Maybe the Rambam paskening like those Gemaras and not like our Gemara. However, the Rambam himself explains that he is paskening like our Gemara and he's still paskening Keshitas Rabbanon. How is that? So the Rambam in Halacha Hey says like this. Avol kol ha-ga'onim amru she-mesayris hi b'yedem ish mi-piyish. The ga'onim have a mesayra. She-loi manu They did not count in those years between Churban Bayis Rishon, in those 70 years between Churban Bayis Rishon and Binyan Bayis Sheni, Ela Shmitois Bilvad Belo Yovel. They only counted Shmita and not Yovel. V'chein Mishacharev Ba'achreina, if the Churban Bayis Sheni Loimanu Shnas Chamishim. The 50th year was not counted. Yovel was not counted. Ela Sheva Sheva Bulvad Mitchila Shnas Achurban. Shemitah was counted in 7 year cycles without Shnas Chamishim, without Yovel. So it comes out that according to the Rambam, according to this Masorah that the Gaonim have, that the Rabbanon seemed to be moided to Rabbi Yehuda b'Shnas Achurban. The only time the Rabbanon say that you count the 50th year Shnas Yovel separately, it's not part of the Cheshbon of Shemitah, is only Bizman Beis HaMikdash. But Bizman Churban, you don't count Yovel. You only count 7-7. The count is like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rambam Firzois, V'chein Oyle Mitalmud Avoydezorah, Kifi Cheshbon Zeshu Kabbalah. The Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah stems with this Cheshbon, which is a Kabbalah, it's a Mesaira that the Goyim have. So the Rambam is learning our Gemara here, Masechta Avodah Zarah, that it's stemming even Keshitas Rabbanon. And the reason why it stems Keshitas Rabbanon is because this that the Rabbanon say you count Yovel is only Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayom. But when it's not Beis HaMikdash Kayom, the Halacha is like, you count like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which is you count straight sets of seven. Ushnas Hashmita, the Rambam continues, Yeduahi umufursemes eitzel hagaoinim v'anshi Eretz Yisrael, v'kulon loimonu elu l'shnei churban mashlichen oisan sheva sheva. They take the amount of years from the churban, and they divide it by seven. Ulefi cheshbin zeh, tehi shana zu, shehi shnas sheva umea v'elef l'churban. Now this year that the Rambam is writing this halacha, which is 1,107 years from the Churban, it was the year 4,936 Lebriyas HaOlam. It was the year Tav Kuf Lamed Vav in the Elef HaChamishi Lebriyas HaOlam. The Rambam says it would be Moitzoy Shvius. It would be the first year of a 7 year cycle. If we would go just like the Rabbanon without the sheet of the Ga'inim, then it would be Shemitah itself, the Rambam says. But now that we're going with the sheet of the Ga'inim, it's Mitzoy Shvius. The Rambam Firzois, Valze Onu Soimchen, we count on this Kabbalah, Ukvichesh bin Ze Onu Moirin, Leinin Maestris, Ushvius, Vashmotas Ksofim, Shaha Kabbalah, Vahamaisa, Amudim Gedoilin Bohira, Uvahen Royli Talis. Kabbalah and Maisa, meaning a Masaira, and the Maisa that the Rabbonim, that the Chachamim put into actual Maisa, into play, it's roi for us to be Seimich on this Cheshbon. Al Kolpanim, we have here a major Machlokes Rishonim, according to Rashi and Tosfos, our Gemara is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, according to the Rabbonim, the Shnas Chamishin, the Shnas HaYovel, is not part of the Cheshbon. The Rambam is explaining our Gemara Keshitas Rabbanon that even though Shnas HaYovel is not part of the Cheshbon, but Bizman Churban it is part of the Cheshbon, and therefore the Gemara is going Kefishitas Rabbanon. Lemaisa, since all the Rishonim seem to be paskening at this point Al Kolponim that Shnas Chamishim is part of the Cheshbon, whether the Pshat is because our Gemara is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, or whether the Pshat is that even the Rabbanon Amoided at Bizman Churban the 50th year is part of the Cheshbon, that is the Halacha L'maisa. Another major Machlekes Rishonim in the Sugya is on this that the Gemara says, Nitfi Chadshat. We need to add 1 year. And there's a major Machlekes Rishonim what that 1 year represents. We'll, Be'ezras Hashem, speak out three Mahalchim, Rashi, the Rashbam, and the Balamor. Everybody agrees that the year that the Churban Bayis Sheni took place was Mitzoy Shvius. It was the year of the beginning of a new Shemitah cycle. This is a Gemara Masechta Tainis, a Gemara Masechta Erechin, Hakol Moedim, that the Bayis was Churab on Mitzoy Shvius. Rashi learns that that was the year 420. Bayis Sheni stood 420 years. In the 420th year on Tisha B'Av, the Bayis was Churab. And that was Mitzoy Shvius. Year 420 was Mitzoy Shvius. Now, people started counting from the Churban Bayis Sheni from the next year, the year 421. That was considered the first year of Churban. Why? because from Tisha B'Av till the end of the year is a very short time. So the year 420 was considered the Zman of the Bayis Sheni, that the Bayis Sheni was standing, and the year 421 was considered the first year of the Churban. So Amela Rashi learns, Nitzvi Chad Shata means like this. You take the amount of years, the number of years from the Churban. But that, however, is really counting from year 421 of the Bayis Sheni. Mitzvah Shviyis was on year 420 of the Bayis Sheni. So if you want to start counting Shemitah cycles from the Churban Bayis Sheni, Nitzvi Chad Shata, you have to add on a year, because if you're still going to start counting from year 421, which is the first year of the Cheshbon of the Churban, that's really the second year of the Shemitah cycle. But if you count from year 420, that's the first year of the Shemitah cycle. So Nitzvi Chad Shata, you take the number of years from the Churban, which is counting from 421, you add on a year, which makes it year 420, and now you are counting from a new Shemitah cycle. This is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Rashbam is Chaylik on Rashi, because the Rashbam says that the Churban Bayis was not in year 420 of the Bayis Sheni, it was in year 421 of the Bayis Sheni, as is Mavur in the Gemara Masechta Erechim. That means that this that we know that the Bayis Sheni stood for 420 years means 420 complete years. Really, it stood 420 plus years because it was Charev in year 421. But since year 421 was not a full year, it was not counted as one of the years that the Bayis Sheni stood. The years of Churban, says the Rashbam, were counted from year 422. Because again, since year 421 was the year of Churban, and the Churban happened in the middle of the year on Tisha B'Av, therefore it's not considered a full year of Churban, so the count of the years of Churban of Bayis Sheni only started from the next year, which was year 422. According to the Rashbam, Nitzvi Chad Shata is the same idea as according to Rashi, just it's a different year. We take the amount of years from the Churban, which is starting year 422, which was the second year of the Shemitah cycle, because the Churban happened in year 421, and that was Mitzvah Shviyis, that was the first year of the Shemitah cycle. With Nitzvi Chad Shata, we add 1 year to make it year 421. That is the beginning of a Shemitah cycle, and then we now have a number that could be, that is divisible by 7. This is the sheet of the Rashbam. Nafkamina between Rashi and the Rashbam is 1 year. According to Rashi, Shemitah was year 419 of Bayis Sheni, and year 420 was Mitzoy Shviyas. According to the Rashbam, year 420 was Shemitah, and year 421 was Mitzoy Shviyas. It will be a Nafkamina Lemaisa of 1 year between Shitas Rashi and Shitas Rashbam, Bezman Hazeh. According to Shitas Rashi, Bayis Sheni was in the year 3829 Libriyas HaOlam. So therefore, if one makes a cheshbon, according to Rashi, it will come out that the year Tavshin Ayin Dalid was the year of Shemitah, because Tavshin Ayin Dalid is 1,945 years since Churban Bayis Sheni. Nitzvi Chad Shata, that makes 1,946. Divide by 7, that's 278 Shemitah cycles exactly. So Tavshin Ayin Dalid is year number 7, and that is Shemitah. According to the Rashbam, it's going to come out to be Tavshin Ayin Hei, because the year Tavshin Ayin Hei is 1,945 years from the Churban. Nitzvi Chad Shata, 1,946. Divide by 7, 278 Shemitah cycles. So the year Tavshin Ayin Hei was Shemitah. The Baal Amor has a third mahalach here in the sugya, which is different than Rashi and the Rashbam. The Baal Amor learns that Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua's Memra was referring not to the amount of years from the Churban. We don't make a cheshbon from the Churban. We make a cheshbon from Brias HaOlam. If we take the number of years from Brias HaOlam and we divide it by 7, we will come out with the correct year of Shemitah. Nitvi Chad Shata, says the Baal Amor, because there are two ways to count Brias HaOlam. There are two ways to count how old the world is. One way is to count from Moilad Adam. Adam HaRishon was born on the sixth day of Maaseh Bereishis, which was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which was really the year number 2. And the other way to count is Mimoilad Tohu, which is to count from the previous year, because really Maaseh Bereishis started on Yom Rishon, which was Chof Hei Elul of the previous year. That means there was already a creation, there was already an Olam, a Bria, in the year that preceded Adam HaRishon's creation. We look at that which was not there as if it was there, meaning we count from the previous year, even though at that point there was no Bria yet. But since there was a Bria in that year on Chaf Hei Elul, therefore, Choshvim es Shalai Nimtza Kenimtza. So we start with the number from Bria Sa'olam. Nitvi Chad Shata, we go back a year. We add that one to the number, we divide by seven, and then we have the year of Shemitah. Our minig is to count the years of Bria Sa'olam Mimailatayhu. So therefore, we don't have to add 1 year. So for example, if we take the year Tavshin Ayin Hei, and we divide by seven, we get 825 Shemitah cycles. Now the Baal Amar agrees that there was no Shemitah back then. Shemitah only began when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael after Chiluk v'Kibush. After Klal Yisrael spent 7 years being Kovish Eretz Yisrael, and then being Mechalik Eretz Yisrael, at that point they started keeping Shemitah. But even though there was no Shemitah from the days of Bria Sa'olam, nevertheless, the Cheshbon works. Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua was giving us a way to calculate Shemitah, even though, Taka, there was no Shemitah back then. If we take the number of years from Meilad Adam and add a year and get Meilad Tayhu, and we divide by seven, then we have the year of Shemitah. It turns out that the Baal Amar's Cheshbon stims with the Rashbam, that Tavshin Ayin Hei was the year of Shemitah. The emes is, many other Rishonim agree with the Shita of the Rashbam. They have a different Shana in the Gemara, but it comes out according to that Cheshbin, like the Shita of the Rashbam, that Tavshin Ayin Hei was Shemitah, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban and other Rishonim. And Halacha Lemaisa, we paskin like this Shita, that Tavshin Ayin Hei was the year of Shemitah. Now, with this Yisayit of the Baal Amar, that there's a difference between Meilad Adam and Meilad Tayhu by 1 year, we can understand something that we spoke at previously. We said that the year of the Churban was the year 3,829 Libriya Sa'olam. If one looks at Rashi, on Amar Aleph, Rashi seems to say that it was 3,828 Libriya Sa'olam. So what's this differential of this 1 year? And the answer is simple, because if you look at Rashi, Rashi is making a Cheshbon here from Meilad Adam. He starts from Adam and goes through all the Dairis. And he comes out with the number 3,828. If you add the year from Meilad Tayhu, which is the way we count from Bria Sa'olam, then you get the number 3,829. Now, in our sugya, it's L'chayra Mavur, that Yovel is Noyig even Bezman Hazeh. We keep Yovel even Bezman Hazeh. Why? Because the Gemara makes a differentiation between Shitas Rabbanon and Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. That according to the Rabbanon, Yovel is not included in the Cheshbon of Shemitahs. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yovel is included in the Cheshbon of Shemitahs. According to Rabbi Yehuda, every 100 years has 2 extra years. V'nishkol mimeya trei. And there's 2 years for every 100 years. And according to Rabbanon, there isn't. Because the 2 Yovelim are not counted in the Cheshbon of the Shemitah. So it comes out, and the Cheshbon of the Sugya is from Churban Bayis Sheni, which is the Manazeh. So it comes out that according to the Rabbanon, according to everybody, there's a din Yovel Bezman Hazeh, just as a machlokes, whether you count it in the Cheshbon of Shemitah or not. So the question is that we know that the din Yovel is only noyeg when it's Kol Yoshvei Olel. Even during Bayis Rishon, if the Gol of Sancheriv, when Sancheriv exiled the Aseres HaShvatim, they stopped keeping Yovel until Yirmi Anovi went and brought back some of each Shevet, the Chelik of every Shevet. So then it was Kol Yoshvei Olel. But certainly in Bayis Sheni, L'chayra was no din Yovel, and Bezman Hazeh certainly is no din Yovel. So why is it that the Gemara is saying that we do count Yovel, and that according to the Rabbanon, those years are not included in the Shemitah cycles? So the emes is that the Gemara Masechet Eirechin discusses this inyan, and the Gemara says, Manu Yovelin L'kadesh Shemitahs, which means that Eino Hanami. If there's no Kol Yoshvei Olel, there's no Din Yovel. Yovel doesn't have a Kedusha to be Meshamet Karkoyis or to be Meshamet Avodim or anything like that. However, Yovel is still counted. There's still a minion of Yovel. We still count the years of Yovel. Why? L'kadesh Shemitim. To know when the Shemitah is, according to the Shita of the Rabbanon, knowing when Yovel is very important, because then you know when Shemitah starts. So Manu Yovel is L'kadesh Shemitim. So even though there's no din Yovel, but there was a count of Yovel in order to be Mekadesh to Shemitah, and that's what our Gemara is saying, that according to the Rabbanon, we're still counting Yovelim in order to know when Shemitah is. Reb Chaim wants to use this Yisoid to explain the Shitas HaRambam that we spoke at earlier, that the Rambam brings down the Sheet of the Ga'onim, that Paskin like the Rabbonon, that the years of Yovel are not included in the Shemitah cycles. However, that's only Bizman HaBayis. In the 70 years between Churban Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, and since Churban Bayis Sheni, in all those years of Churban, there's no din that Yovel is not included in the Shemitah cycles, but rather, B'shas Churban, we just count Shemitah cycles 7, 7, 7, 7, one after the other, and Yovel does not get involved at all. And the Achroinim Mutcher, where's this Shita? Where did the Goyim get the Shita from? It's not Shita's Rabbonon, it's not Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbonon, it's Mavor Nar Sugya, that Yovel is counted even Bizman HaGolus. It's counted in order to be Mekadosh to Shemitim in the right time. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yovel never was a problem. Yovel never was involved, Bechlal, when it came to counting Shemitah. So whose Shita is this Goyim? This Shita of the Goyim doesn't stem like anybody. Says Reb Chaim, the sheet of the Goinim is Sheetas Rabbanon Taka. Aye, the Gemara Neirchen says, Manu Yovel is L'kadosh Shemitin, which is mashma that we count Yovel, even when Yovel's not Noig, in order to be Makadosh Shemitah, says Reb Chaim that that's only Bezman HaBayis, where there was a Bezdan HaGadol, and Bezdan HaGadol made a minion. They counted. There was a Chalos minion. So there was a Manu Yovel is L'kadosh Shemitim. The Taka was a minion. Bezdin counted. Why did they count? It's Mashma later in Reb Chaim. The reason why they counted then was because if there will be a return, if the Golos that the Aseres HaShvatim went into would come back, it would be Kol Yoshvei Olam, now we'd be able to keep Yovel. So they kept counting Yovel because Ulai Efshar, maybe it'll return to Kol Yoshvei Olam, and now we'll be able to keep Yovel. So there was a minion of Yovel. So Manu Yovel is L'kadosh Shemitim, so therefore the Yovel Bizman HaBayis, according to the Rabbonon, separated between the Shemitahs. Mashenkim is manazeh, we don't have Bezdan HaGadol anymore, so there's no minyan bechlal, so there's no manu yovel, it's l'kadosh shemitim, so now there's no yovel, there's not even a minyan of yovel. If there's no minyan, if there's no count to the yovel, so then even the Rabbanan HaMoida, that now nothing separates the Shemitah cycles, and Shemitah starts every 8th year, begins a new Shemitah cycle. Now, the Gemara brings a memra from Rabbi Chanina. Amar Rabbi Chanina, acha arba meyos l'churbin habayis, 400 years after the churbin, im yemelecha odom kach soda shove 1,000 dinar b'dinner echod, loy tikach. Don't buy it. Rashi explains, al tikach, shehi keitz ha-geula, that's the time of geula, v'tikovitz l'harab ha-kodesh l'nachlas avisecha v'loma tafsid ha-dinar. Why should you lose the dinner? Since that's the time that Mashiach is going to come, and people are going to go back to the nachla of their forefathers, they're not going to have any need for any real estate in Chutz La'aretz. So if you pay a dinner for a piece of real estate in Chutz La'aretz at that time, you are throwing out the dinner. Why should you lose the dinner? It's Mavur in Rashi that Rab Chanina held that this was the Zman HaKeitz. This was the date that Mashiach was going to come. Mashiach did not come on that time. So the Ritva says, Ulefi pei rusha yesh lanu loymar, according to Rashi, we have to say that the words of the Tana were not Makuyim because of the Averis of the Dor, and Memela there was no Geula. Says the Ritva, Ve'enoi Nochin Ve'enai. It's not correct to say that the Tana made a prediction that was not Makuyim. The Tana said that the Keitz HaGeula is this time, and it didn't happen. Enoi Nochin Ve'enai, says the Ritva. So the Ritva says his own pshat. He says, "Olkach nira lefarish, shehem hoyu yoidim ki laoise hazman ruuyim ligoya." They knew that at that point, at that time, Klal Yisrael would be roi for geula, and that means it's his man that's mesugel for geula. Elo im kain garmu avoinis merubim, unless there were a lot of averus which would not allow for the geula. Now, if that would happen, v'im rabu oisem avoinis lakiv haMashiach, if Mashiach couldn't come because of those averus, then what would happen is Ruuyim Hadar Hahule Onesh Sheyirbu Hagzerus Alehem V'Yotziu Hakakrois Mitachas Yodam. It's going to be one or the other. Either Mashiach is going to come if the Dor is Roy, and if the Dor is not Roy, Mashiach won't come. But it won't just not come. That will be a kitrug on the Dor, and there'll be a big Gzer on the Dor, and that in that Gzer will be Yotziu Hakakrois Mitachas Yodam. People are going to lose all their real estate. So Reb Chanina was saying was Manavshach. It doesn't pay to buy a sada for a dinner in that kufa because of manavshach. Either we're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael, l'nachlas aviseinu, and therefore we won't need it. Or if we don't go back l'nachlas aviseinu, then there'll be a gzeira shma, there'll be a gzeira on the klal, and the karka will not remain in our rishus either way. So there was a nevuah from Rab Chanina that real estate would be a bad investment in that kufa, either because Mashiach would come, or because if Mashiach doesn't come, then all the karkos would be taken away from everybody. So real estate would not be a good investment. The Tosis Rid Taka brings down, he says, "V'tshuvas ha'goyinim ro'isi, b'pnei shahoya ba'oise azman shmad godol al Yisrael." There was a geferlich shmad on Klal Yisrael at that time, and this corroborates what the Ritva is saying, that either it was going to be a Zman HaGeula or a Zman of Shmat. Al Kolponim, we see in the Ritva that when Klal Yisrael has a chance, has an opportunity to be Zeichet to Geula, it's not just that they have an opportunity to be Zeichet to Geula. It's an opportunity that Klal Yisrael has to grab, because if Chalila they don't grab that opportunity, it's a terrible kitrig on the Dair, and then Nebuch can come a big Zeira. I'll call upon him. We have here a Shaila, how to learn the Gemara. According to Rashi, Rab Chanina and the Braisa are telling us a Ketz HaGeula. According to the Ritva, the Gemara is just telling us that at that point, it is not a good idea to invest in real estate. Now, I saw in the Sefer Beis Shmuel, he brings down from the Bnei Yisoschar, that the Bnei Yisoschar asks, according to Rashi, that the Gemara is telling us that this is the Ketz HaGeula, a Memela person should not buy a Sadeh, because a Mashiach is coming at that point, and Mimela, he's throwing out his dinner. The Bnei Yisoschar asks, so then where does a person live? Is a person allowed to buy a house in Chutz Laretz? Is he allowed a lease? Is he allowed to enter a lease for a year in Chutz Laretz? Do we say that since it's the Zman HaGeula, so Mimela he's throwing out his money, he's buying a house, or he's leasing a house for a long time, and L'chaira, it's the Zman HaGeula? So the Bnei Yisoschar says a number of turuts, and one of them is like this. He says, "Kaimelon asidim bate knesios bate midrasos sheyikvu beretz Yisrael." The Gemara says that the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash will become part of Eretz Yisrael. V'hine oyev Hashem she'orim hamutzionim ba'alocha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu loves the dalarama shel alocha. She'orim hamutzionim ba'alocha yoyisim bate knesios bate midrasos ubevadei sheyikvu beretz Yisrael. She'orim hamutzionim ba'alocha will certainly become part of Eretz Yisrael. In Cain, kisha echad mi Yisrael kaina bayis v'chutz laretz. When a person buys a house in chutz laretz, v'kaveh b'seichim mokim l'toyra u'tfila, v'oiseh b'seicha tzedaka u'mitzvahis, in this house that he buys, he's kaveh mokim to learn and to daven, and to be mekayim tzedaka and mitzvahis, harim eskadish hamokim ahu, v'osid sheyikova be'eretz Yisrael. That house will become part of Eretz Yisrael. V'hakoina bayis l'shem shemayim. And someone who buys a house for this purpose, haynu l'kvaya by mokim l'tayru tefilo tzedaku mitzvahis, hariyu ki'ilu moisif al Eretz Yisrael mitzvah kovit. Rav Chanina and the Braisa were only talking about buying a sod, they're buying a field. So there we say, why are you investing in real estate? Why are you buying a field? You could buy mezainis in the shuk. But a house where a person sits and learns and he davens and he was mekayim mitzvahis, that house is Sharma Mutsiyon Ba'alocha, and that house will one day become part of Eretz Yisrael, and he's been Mekayim a mitzvah by being Moisif on Eretz Yisrael. It's mitzvah ka'ovid, and it's not included in this that Rab Chanina said, Al Tikach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.